Chapter 9. The Jail Cell. One night I was up all night and could not sleep. I had a heavy burden for someone. I just could not sleep. So I got up and began to pray. I asked the Lord to show me this person's heart so I could pray more effectively for them. After many hours of struggling and wrestling in prayer, the Lord gave me a vision and showed me this person's heart. Here is what I saw. This person was inside of a jail cell. The person was trying to get out, but could not. Kind words, loving words were held back, could not come out. The love was held back. There was a mean and ugly jail keeper in front of the jail cell. The jail keeper's job is to keep that person's heart and soul locked up. Every now and then, hurtful words would come forth from the person. That was actually the jail keeper speaking through the person. The hurtful words would drive many people away. That way, no one could really get close to the person inside the jail cell. I see that there is a back door to the jail cell. The door has a name, fear. That is what got the person into the jail cell in the first place. There was some kind of a wounding, a trauma that happened. Fear crept in, and that is how this person got locked up in the jail cell. I began to pray and asked the Father how to pray into this, how to intercede. He brought to my mind the scripture, perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. Perfect love casts out fear. As it is written in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. I prayed that the Father's love would invade and permeate this person.